Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we continue to remember the legendary Sid Hartman. And with no further ado, even during times like this, I enjoy talking to this guy because it matters not the circumstances. Tony's seen it all and understands it all. That's called the game of life. Tony Dungy, nice enough to join us. Tony, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes tonight.
Hey, Mike, it is good to be with you. It's a sad occasion, but I'm going to choose to just remember the great times and the great memories I have with Sid Hartman, and just unbelievable what a friend he's been to me, had been to me over the last, I want to say, 45 years. Hmm.
Did you remember, like, a first time or when you got to campus, did somebody say, hey, that's a guy that's a pretty big deal around town? Do you remember how that evolved for you?
No, I'll tell you exactly how I met him. I was recruiting, my recruiting trip up there in January of 1973, and Sid met me, and Cal Stahl, our coach, introduced me to him, and he, you know, welcomed me and said, hey, you need to come to Minnesota. If you come, I'm going to write about you every day for the rest of your life. If you don't come, I'll never write a story about you. He was just kidding, but he did. He wrote about me, and he called me and talked to me all the time. He talked to me the moment we won the Super Bowl, in just every big event that I had, every big game. He either called or wrote something. He was just tremendous.
Now, what was it for you? What would have been the other decision? Was it Michigan, Michigan State? You were also a basketball player, people forget.
Yeah, I was actually considering going to the University of Arizona and playing basketball. I had kind of decided not to go to Notre Dame. So it came down to Michigan, Michigan State, and Minnesota. And I loved it there. I loved everything about Minnesota, but Sid was part of that clinching thing, and he said, you're going to come here, you're going to enjoy it, you're going to make a lot of connections off the field, away from the classroom, it's going to be great for you. And I guess the one thing, Sid is probably still mad at me today for trying out for the Pittsburgh Steelers and not going to work for General Mills.
He had that set up, right?
Yes, he did. He said, hey, you'll go there and you'll play a year or so, or you'll get hurt or something.
Yeah.
You can come here. You can have a 50-year career at General Mills. Don't be silly. I have to at least try my dream, you know. And he couldn't understand it, but he always backed me no matter what.
And it worked out pretty well, didn't it?
It worked out okay.
Yeah. You know, his tenacity, you know, we see these things. And of course, you coached and managed many coaching staffs. Tom Moore was on your staff, very good friend of Sid Hartman's over the years. How do you, you know, what Sid Hartman brought to the table every day, do you equate that or parallel that to coaches or players that you've seen?
Well, he had the drive. He wanted to be the absolute best. He wanted the Minneapolis Star Tribune to be the best. He wanted WCCO radio to be the best. He just didn't want to take second place. And if there was a story, he wanted to have it. But he also wanted to promote the hometown people. Mm-hmm. And he wrote about the North Stars. He wrote about the Twins. He wrote about the Gophers. He wrote about the Vikings. And there was, in his mind, there was nothing any better. And he was going to continue to promote that. And he just, he had Minnesota in his heart, and that's what I loved about him.
You know, explain, Tony, when you came back and worked as defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, things were a little bit looser than another. In other words, some of us that were reporting could walk back and stop in an office and just visit with a coach. You know, nowadays everything's kind of Fort Knox for NFL teams in terms of, you know, your access and whatnot. But explain in those days what it was like, because it would not be uncommon for you to be working on a game plan or whatever else, and all of a sudden there'd be this tape recorder, right?
I'll go back even farther than that, Mike. 1975, I was a junior at the University of Minnesota, and I wanted to see the Vikings practice.
Mm-hmm.
Sid took me with him out to a Vikings practice, and he had the run of the whole place. And after practice, he'd walk back, hey, I want you to meet Coach Grant. He took me back into Bud's office, and Sid just got right on Bud's telephone and made the call.
Oh, sure. Didn't think twice, did he?
Yes, no. But it was that way. The reporters used to ride on the planes with us, the away game.
Yep.
So things would happen. They'd come up and say, hey, what happened on this play? I want to make sure I've got it right. You talk to them, and they'd go back and sit down in their seats, and it was just so different. It was a much different atmosphere than it is now.
Yeah, I'm not sure which is better or not, but you won't. It's hard for a reporter to be like a Sid Hartman again, isn't it?
I don't think we'll ever see that.
Yeah.
Where you stay in the same place, you have that access. Everybody trusts you. You know, Coach Grant would tell him things that I'm sure no head coach would tell a reporter now. This is what we're thinking. Here's what we hope to get done. And Sid would keep it for just the right moment, and when it was time to write it, he would write it. And they had that trust, and it developed over years and years and years. But you're right. We won't see that again.
Yeah, and Cal Stahl, and he had a special relationship too. I think Harvey McKay went and recruited Cal Stahl, but Sid was on the same plane helping out, as I recall.
Oh, yeah, and all those guys, Coach Grant and
yep.
Coach Stahl, were on the 1949
yep.
University of Minnesota football team. Sid wrote about them, you know,
yep.
when they were
yep.
players, and just kept that friendship going and wanted to see them do well, and it was a professional business relationship, but those guys were his friends.
Tony, when you look at your career and your life in football and all the people that you've intersected with, I mean, every time that, you know, when we lose somebody like this, obviously you're sad. The first thing I think about over the last couple of days is just gratefulness, you know, that I was in his life, he was in my life. Is that the way you think of not just Sid, but your life as you lose people but all the great things and the great people that you've met?
That's the way I try to approach it, Mike. Yes, you're sad, and you know you're going to miss those relationships, but I thank God that I had that. And I met Sid in 1973. We talked in 1978 when I was with the Super Bowl with the Steelers. He wrote about it. He visited me in the locker room. 20 years later, when I went with the Colts, he visited me in the locker room. We talked, and we had, you know, a tremendous, tremendous relationship. So I'm just very thankful to the Lord that I had that for 47, 48 years, whatever it was. And that's what I try to remember and try not to fall into the sadness.
Yeah, I remember when you were it was after you'd won the Super Bowl, and you and I did a banquet together down in Mankato. And we called Sid on purpose, and he wasn't there, but he didn't have a cell phone probably at the time, but you just left him a message, and we just made sure. And I remember the next time I saw him, he just lit up. He was so appreciative and thankful just to get that message. And that was genuine with him. I mean, he really loved it when the back and forth of the relationships were more important than anything else he did.
It really was. It really was. And that's that's what I enjoyed about him. You know, he was tenacious, and he was going to get those stories. But his relationship with you was the most important thing. And if anybody said a bad word about me, it could have been in Los Angeles. I promise you.
Sid was going to fight your fight, wasn't he?
Yes, he was going to fight the fight for me. He was that kind
yeah.
of friend.
You know, part of it the last 7 months has been COVID has moved him into his house, and he couldn't
yeah.
go out. He couldn't go anywhere because he was considered at risk, of course, at age 100. And it wasn't that his health didn't fail until, you know, the last few days, but there's no question that he felt like he was in jail. Do you worry, Tony, you know, as we look at COVID and football and everything else, as to the, you know, the psychological impact that could have on our lives going forward?
Oh, it can, and I see it with our kids who are
yeah.
just back in school for the first time in a while, and, you know, they miss their friends. They want the activities. They want the relationships, and, you know, we can't turn into a Zoom society and a texting
yeah.
society. We've got to have those relationships because that's what life is all about.
And you really realize it now, don't you?
Yes, yes. It has been drilled into me with this situation, no doubt.
You think the NFL's done a good job overall getting I mean, they're finding a way to get the games on.
They are, and, you know, it's tough. It's, you know, you have to be safe. You have to use common sense. You do have to distance at times and keep everyone safe. But you can't live, you know, you can't live in a bubble forever. We're going to have to be relational. So I think the NFL has done a great job under the circumstance.
Yeah, Tony, we appreciate very much. I appreciate your good friend Tom Lamphere. You know, and I was texting him the last couple of days because I was trying to get a hold of you. And you know, that's a guy that I realize I haven't seen him all year. You know, it's one of those guys you just would run into at games and whatnot. And I told him, I said, I miss him. He's a first class guy, but those are the kind of relationships that you miss out on.
You do, and I did a Vikings Chapel 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago on Zoom, and it's just, you know, they're all in their rooms and they're not even allowed to have the chapel service together as a group.
Yeah.
And you feel bad, but we've got to make the best of it.
Tony, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for giving us some time as we celebrate Sid's life.
You are welcome, Mike. Thank you very much for including me.
You bet. Tony Dungy, nice enough to join us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.